If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Coming up October 17th on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. What's next? If you've ever asked yourself what's next, learn to double down on your existing strengths, interests, and experiences with Jenny Blake, former Google career strategist and author of Pivot. The only move that matters is your next one. Tune in Mondays at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. and 98.9 HD3.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Give us a like while you're there. I sure appreciate that. And that will allow then all the great animal posts that I share all the time to come up on your timeline so you won't miss anything. And if you haven't, go to the Animal World Facebook page and check out all the fabulous stuff I posted. There's some really good stuff. And if you just want something to smile about, go see the Pooh Bear Cloud. It's just too cute. And there's just a lot of really great videos this week. And you could keep yourself occupied all day, I swear, on the Animal World site, watching animal videos and reading stories and stuff. It's just really good stuff. And then if you would like to be in touch with Jude and Paul Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, you can check them out online at whispering-dragon.com is the website address, whispering-dragon.com. You can find them on Facebook at Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook,
yeah.
Whispering Dragon Center, and their phone number is 206-706-2836. And by the way, they've got some specials going on between now and the end of November. If you're a new client and you book a session, you can get $20 off. If you book a remote session, you don't necessarily have to do it by the end of November. You just have to make the appointment. You get $20 off. And then, of course, if you are already a client, if you send a referral and they mention you when they schedule an appointment, you get $10 off your session. Now then, if you would like to call into the show today for a free remote session, phone lines are open, and I have a couple of lines open for you. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And you can send us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Also, if you need to contact Animal World off the air, you can go through the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, and you can click on Contact Martha, send me an email. You can use the Animal World Live at hotmail.com email address. That will also come to me. And you can give me a call if you are interested in my services as an animal behavior therapist and trainer. I come to people's homes and work with them and their animals to help them understand what's going on, solve problems. And if you've got dogs that are out of control, if you want immediate results, I am your gal. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So it's always good to call me if there's something going on with your animals, because if I'm not the best one to work with you, I probably know who is. And you can reach me at 360-217-7258. You can also use that number if you're interested in joining the Animal World of Advertisers. Would love to have you join us. And we have a new advertiser special going on. New advertisers can get one ad on the show for $26 a week, and I think that's probably the best deal in town. $26, you're on the air and get an interview and links on the website and coverage on the Facebook page and all that good stuff. So give me a call at 360-217-7258. And if you need to post something, in other words, if you want to mail something to me or Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's Monroe, Washington, 98272. Well, okay, I think that takes care of business, and I was all ready to head into current events, but I'm going to push that a bit here because we're going to go back to the phones. And we're headed to Redmond and Stephanie. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton. Good morning, Stephanie.
Well, thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. So what's going on with me is I've got this spot in my left buttock, right around the sacrum, that's sore. And sometimes it actually, I feel it down in my leg, like a sciatica. Type of thing.
So you said it's on and off, not consistent?
Well, the sore spot is pretty consistent, but when I'm feeling it down into my leg, that's on and off.
Okay, and is this something new, or has it been going on for a while?
It started on Wednesday.
Ever had it before, or is this something new?
No, I've had it before.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to start with the yang chao.
Are you aware of anything that you do that causes it, since it's on and off, since you've had it before?
Yeah, I believe I know what caused it. With nothing physical, it's emotional.
Yeah. Oh,
I was
okay.
Getting root chakra stuff right off the bat.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm going to do the yang chao and the do, but then I want to do.
Physically, I'm feeling piriformis muscle also.
Yeah, well, we'll get there.
Yeah.
So
of course, emotional or energetic things can manifest in the physical body.
Right. Yeah. What are you doing, the dai now?
Or? Doing the yang chao.
Oh, yang chao. Okay, yang chao. Yeah, this is a Extraordinary Vessel. Again, we often do these when problems are more one side than the other. This is a particularly useful. So she did opening, and now we're doing Jupiter and Zodiac. It does read like sciatic nerve, and actually Jupiter being the biggest planet and the sciatic nerve being the biggest nerve in the body have an affinity. So we use the Jupiter for getting at that. Also, Jupiter has helps with the liver and helps flowing, getting energy flowing as well.
I'm doing the Dew.
And then she's doing the Dew Extraordinary Vessel as well.
And back to the Om and New Moon Fork. So she's opening it up,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, now you get a Mars and Venus.
Now sometimes with these kinds of things in this area, and you don't have to tell us whatever you want. There can be emotional stuff that shows up about moving forward in life and being stuck and that kind of stuff. So Jude's going after a point. Again, this gallbladder channel is coming up a lot today, but this is a point called gallbladder 30, which is on the buttock. It's actually right over where the sciatic nerve goes through, right over the piriformis muscle. It helps to.
They're using the Jupiter and Zodiac again.
Yeah, again for kind of freeing up the gallbladder channel and also for the sciatic nerve. So this is pretty common pattern. This is at some point here we're going to want to use the Dij too. You want to do that now? Okay.
Meaning it's a common pattern that you're using to clear, or it's a common thing that Stephanie has?
A lot of people get.
A lot of people get this. I guess you're not alone, Stephanie.
Oh, okay.
You have company. That felt good.
Yeah, and the approach that we take with it is different every time. I mean, because it's different, kind of what shows up. I mean, there are always similarities because there are, kind of really good, powerful points for dealing with this, and kind of corresponding forks. But we kind of do what shows up in the moment.
Now you're getting back to the ohms, and like you get the big one.
So what do you got?
Oh, that's
here?
Interesting. Root chakra.
Okay, so yeah, so now she's doing root chakra. She was picking this up initially when you were talking here. Root chakra has to do with kind of survival and fight or flight and all that. There's the other common pattern.
And support.
And support, yeah, for holding up. The other common pattern we see in lots and lots of people is we live in kind of a frenzied, fearful, anxiety-producing society, and we kind of buy into that. We often will get a sort of low level of fight or flight going on a kind of chronic basis or a continual basis, and so trying to break that pattern can be useful.
You know, that's what Dr. Nils talks about, that, you know, getting stuck in the freeze flight, the freeze flight mechanism, getting stuck and
yeah,
doing a reset on that.
Yeah,
so.
It's very common. I mean,
now we got two bowls going, the big bowl and the big medium bowl. Love that. I could just do bowls for all day. I love them. It was fascinating to learn that the seven metals in there and the different thicknesses in the bowls, and that they relate to the planets that you could see with the eye when these things were created. I didn't know that about them. Are you feeling anything, Stephanie?
No.
Well, that's okay. You don't have to. Some do, some don't. All righty. Now that here comes the bell.
I can relate to the moving forward.
Yeah. Well, that would kind of explain why it's a fairly common thing that people experience.
Well, yeah, a lot of people feel stuck, or, you know, even kind of in their, you know, in their spiritual growth, kind of feel plateaued or something, and or even stuck in, you know, their job or their relationship or their
whatever
situation. Yeah.
So,
sing.
Stephanie needs to sing.
It lifts you up.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
And so, you know, and so again, because what this feels like to me is a physical manifestation of something very, very anchored in the emotional. And so singing helps to open your heart, and it helps to uplift your spirit.
Do you do any chanting, Stephanie?
Not as much as I'd like to.
Because a Yogananda chant just came in for me. Hopefully I won't massacre it, but it's, I fill my heart with music, I dance through life with thee, I sing your song and sorrow's gone, and joy I feel ever free.
Oh, that's great.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You fill my heart with music, I dance through life with thee, I sing your song and sorrow's gone, and joy I feel ever free. Cool.
Yeah.
I usually don't sing on the air. Mike didn't cut me off, so I guess.
it really feels like that would be something that could shift some of the energy that sort of got you anchored in a place that you don't really want to be in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
All righty.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, Stephanie,
much.
Report back. Call me back next week. Let me know how you're doing.
Okay, great.
All righty. Bless you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Take care.
All right.
All righty. Yeah, now, every once in a while, you know, it does come through strongly for people to sing, but that's something that people can do all the time.
Right? Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's uplifting. It's heart opening.
Well, depending on what you sing.
Right.
The idea is just to find things that are uplifting, because the other thing it does on a very physical level is it changes your body chemistry.
It starts
flooding your body with, you know, it shifts your vibration, changes the body chemistry, and those kind of fight or flight things that we were talking about, the epinephrine, the adrenaline, the cortisol, all that stuff that people get really addicted to, that the rush from that stuff, the singing can help to sort of neutralize that and get you out of that cycle as well.
The shift in vibration is really useful. You know, it's a vibratory state, and so when you start to sing, it's really hard, unless you're singing something really depressing. It's really hard to stay in a depressed frequency.
And of course, you know, my yogi teachings, Yogananda teaches that, you know, joy really comes from within, and like the earrings I wear and one of my necklaces is the Ananda symbol, and its joy is within. And of course the Om's, you just picked up your Om, because I wear Om's and the Ananda joy is within symbol on my ears, but it makes a huge difference, and we really do. I was going to say something early in the show, because we had the all day workshop yesterday for the Raja Hatha Yoga Intensive, and if you've been hearing me talk about that and you're looking for something really uplifting and might be looking for a spiritual path of some kind, the Raja Yoga Intensive that is done at Ananda is really phenomenal. I'm repeating it. I took it years ago in preparation to do Kriya Yoga, but I decided to repeat it when I decided to do the physical yoga posturing, which is the Hatha Yoga, and I'm just loving it again. It's a phenomenal class, and you really do learn that, you know, it isn't somebody out there, it isn't outside of you, it is within, and you can shift how you're feeling anytime. And one of the ways Yogananda says, you know, if you chant, you're halfway there. That's half of the process. And it really does make a difference. So, you know, if you choose to not stay in the energy and move into, you know, and you can do that just by what songs you sing. That's why you said, Paul, depending on what you sing.
Well, I was just kidding, but yeah.
You get it.
What we tell people is it's an inside job every time.
That's right. That
you
is
know,
one
I
of
mean,
your
we,
favorite.
You know, we help people to find portals to access that inner vibration more easily. But it's mm-hmm. always about getting there.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, that's what we, you know, as Anandians and yogis, what we strive is to stay calm and centered through everything. Which, you know, takes some practice and some working at, but you realize the extreme highs and lows, you have control over all of that. Mm-hmm. And when you do learn to stay calm and centered and remain positive throughout, no matter what's going on, it makes a huge, huge difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All righty. We haven't heard from her for a very long time. We're going to head back to Massachusetts. And Defender, welcome back to Animal World. Gosh, I don't think we've heard from you for a few years.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm so sorry.
Well, how are you? Welcome back.
Doing well. Thank you so much. Doing really, really well. This past week, I had a baby. He's 12 months now, so I apologize in advance if you hear him in the background.
Oh, not a problem. We hear dogs and cats and birds all the time. Babies are also welcome, but congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So what can Jude and Paul do for you today?
Well, I've got little Scoop. He's a Papillon, 5 pounds, and this past week, he vomited blood, and his stool was... It was bloody as well. So vomited blood about 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I think it was a Wednesday. I rushed home, you know, rushed him to the vet, put him on you know, 2 antibiotics, and they gave him, of course, the Science Diet LD, or IV.
Sometimes you have to do the prescription diets. Ingredients-wise, they aren't that great, but they are formulated for what they address. What was this Papillon's name again?
Scoop. Scoopy. S is in Sam, C-O-O-P-Y.
Scoopy. Scoopy, yeah. Papillon. How old is he?
So he's 2. He turned 2 in August.
All right.
He seems to be doing a lot better. He has such a great, happy, sweet disposition to begin with, and he's only 2, so he's, you know, excited all the time.
Yeah.
Which can be deceiving, because you don't know, you know, are you really sick, or... but I just wanted some healing for him, or for you guys to just, you know, take a look at him, you know, whatever you can do.
Well, Jim and Paul are tuning in.
I'm sort of picking up that he ate something.
Could he have eaten something that didn't agree with him?
It's possible, because I took him to the pet sitter, and the pet sitter has a bunch of other dogs and animals. And when we got home from the pet sitter, he had a runny stool.
Okay.
And that was on and off for about a week. And we thought, okay, you know, that'll kind of cure itself. And then all of a sudden...
Yeah, the bloody vomiting and the bloody stool. So he could have had a real irritated tummy and intestinal tract, it sounds like.
Right.
So you took him to the vet and he's on meds. Have the symptoms cleared up at this point?
They have. The fecal test came back negative for parasites. He's on, thalmatidine and... I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. He's on like two prescriptions.
Yeah, and we don't necessarily need to know what that is. Jude's okay. Starting to work on Scoopy now. She's using the Ohm and Chiron forks, and then now Ohm and Earth Day.
This is on the Trong Extraordinary Vessel, which it goes through it. I mean, we use it for lots of different things, gynecological issues, but also goes through the stomach area, and the opening point for it is a spleen point, so it's addresses kind of digestive and eliminative.
It sounds like issues. He's a sensitive guy, though.
Right. And I don't know if you remember way back when I called, there was a concern about a potential liver shunt that we had that was undiagnosed.
Oh, Jude, that's right, because Jude was just picking up on that. I do remember. I don't remember the details. I remember it's been a long time since we've talked to you, but I think you had two little dogs, didn't you?
No, I was I wanted to get two.
Ah, that's right. That's right.
Right. And we ended up only getting the one.
Okay. Because that's what you also had babies on the way and
right.
Not a lot. I don't think you have had a yard situation and stuff.
Right. It's a great memory. Yes.
Well, that's why I welcomed you back, because it was like, oh, it was so good to see your name on the screen, because we haven't talked to you for so long.
Yes, it's great to be back.
So yeah. Jude addressed some liver stuff through another of the extraordinary vessels called the Daimai. And now she's going to do, you're doing stomach 36. So strengthening the digestive system with the Earth Day fifth interval.
Wonderful. So, you have a new baby now. Is this your only child?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. 'Cause I know you were working on that for quite a while, weren't you?
Right. Yes, we were.
Yes. So, woohoo! We have a baby.
Yeah,
yay!
Yeah, so excited, so happy. So he's wonderful.
What's his name?
Michael.
Oh, that's one of my favorite names. All right. Very nice.
He's nursing right now, so I didn't get him to keep him quiet while he's.
Here.
So did you pick up? She picked up on that potentially that there is a liver shunt?
Yes, but it's like, I mean, when we talk about liver, it's more, it can be functional, but it can be just energetic, you know, because we catch the energy of this stuff before it necessarily manifests on the physical level. And when you were first talking about it, I thought, even though it's not really, you know, it's not really reading physicality in terms of the liver, I kept picking up liver energy. And so when you said that, it was sort of more like, oh, okay,
Yeah.
So does he go to the same dog sitter a lot?
What was that?
Does he go to the same dog sitter a lot?
Oh, yeah. It's been the same one since he was about 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah. And we are considering changing the dog sitter actually after this. Because it's been the last two times. The time before this one, there was loose stools, but there was no blood, and it, you know, sort of cleared itself fairly quickly.
Well, it might be worth just having a discussion with a dog sitter too. Maybe she's giving treats or something.
Kind of what I'm picking up now is, I mean, it did seem like it could have eaten, but it seemed like a bug or something. I think it's more a stress issue.
So maybe the environment isn't that good.
Right. Okay. So. Okay. Yeah.
Just maybe he feels threatened by one of the other dogs there, or.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
So you could ask some questions about is she giving any treats or food and that sort of thing? But also then, what other dogs are there, and how does Scooby do with the other dogs and so forth?
I thought it was like a mini, you know, vacation for Scooby, because there were so many dogs there, and he would have fun and play. She's got a lot of land, and she's on a lake.
Well, you know what I think, Defender, why don't you, the second Sunday of November, Darcy Pariso, our great animal communicator and medium, will be in.
Okay,
why don't you mark your calendar so you can call in, and let's have Darcy talk to Scoopy and find out what's going on at that daycare.
Okay. That would be fantastic. Great idea.
Okay. Now, Jude's...
So we did Om Neptune in the field for calming energy in his field so that he can maybe relax a little.
Yeah, and we've got a great gal now on advertiser, Vicki Draper, that does wonderful crystal essences. She's got a great one called Serene that's really good for calming. Oh, and I'm getting a surge of energy on that, that Vicki's crystal essences could be of help to you as well. So let's have you call in on the second Sunday of November so Darcy can find out from Scoopy what's going on. And then if need be, you can, you know, go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. On the homepage, there'll be a link to Vicki Draper's website and the crystal essences.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's see. So do you think...
I think we're done for now, yeah. I think we don't want to do too much because, you know...
Okay.
We actually did quite a bit.
And
so.
You can... And Defender, it's just going to be me on the show next Sunday. So you can call me back next Sunday if you want to chat more about this stuff.
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you all so much. Jude and Paul, I'm going to go to your website too, Whispering Dragon, right?
Yeah, whispering-dragon.com and Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And also, if you want a remote session, a private remote session, $10 off if you book before, or $20 off. $20 off if you book before the end of November.
Awesome. Okay, thank you so much, you guys.
All right. Now, you don't be a stranger for so long. I want to hear back from you soon, okay?
I won't. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Congratulations on the new
edition. New baby. All righty. God bless. Bye-bye.
Love you. You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. We got to take care of advertisers here because we got to get to them in twice, and we got to get current events done. So stay right where you are. We've probably got time for one more call. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Last chance to get in today. And stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World already. But while we were listening there, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and remember, they got great yoga classes at both East West Bookshop in Seattle and the new yoga center next to the meditation temple in Bothell. And I'm just having so much fun at this Hatha yoga intensive. I really didn't know what to expect with yoga, the physical yoga part, because I've never done it before. I am just absolutely loving it. And Jude and Paul, it's making a difference to me. My body is changing. And I used to, every week, my pelvis and femur and stuff would be out of alignment in some way, shape, or form. But it's now 2 weeks now, and it's been clear. It's stayed in alignment. And I know I can feel my chest and upper back because I've always had crummy posture. I think I rebelled against my parents telling me to stand up straight when I was a kid. But I can feel me opening up and stuff. And each week I get better at doing the postures and stuff. It really is quite wonderful. So the Hatha Yoga Intensive will be repeated again starting in January at both East West Bookshop and the Bothell Meditation Temple. So keep that in mind if you've been getting a ping and thinking you might do it too. It's well worth it. And of course, you heard about Dr. Nell's Animal Healing Ministry for Animals.com is Dr. Nell's new website. I checked it out this week, and he does wonderful remotes as well as house calls. And let's see, what else? Who else? Oh, of course, well, we heard about Whispering Dragon, and we know that Jude and Paul. His office, the Whispering Dragon Center, is in the Greenwood area of Seattle, and they've got a special going on right now, that new client special. If you book a session before the end of November, you don't have to have it before then, you need to schedule it by then, you get $20 off either an in person session or remote session. And if you're already a client and you refer someone, just remember to have them speak up that you referred them, because you get $10 off your next session.
That doesn't have to be a new remote session to get
$20. Oh, okay, it doesn't have to be. Any remote session is $20 off. Hey, that's a great deal. All righty then. Let's, before we run out of time, and we could probably get one more phone call in if you're so inclined and don't want to miss out. Last chance, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. But right now, we're going to take advantage of the lull in the action and take care of current events. Okie dokie. Speaking of entertainment, what do we got going on here? Oh, one of my favorite programs up at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett is the Bat Lady, also known as Barbara Ogard, wings her way to the Northwest Center on Friday, October 20th. The program's at 7 p.m. She's a bat rehabber and a resource, a rehabber for Sarvey Wildlife. and a researcher for Bats Northwest. She puts on a great show, and live bats are part of the show. So, woohoo! I would really love to go to that. Let's see. It's geared for kids to adults, but all the little ghosts and goblins out there, anybody who shows up in costume gets a free Sammy the Salmon poster. And let's see. The proceeds from this event, because it costs $5 if you're a member of Streamkeeper, $7 if you're not, the proceeds benefit Sarvey Wildlife Center and the Northwest Stream Center. You need to call for a reservation, 425-316-8592. 425-316-8592, or check them out online, www.streamkeeper.org. And let's see, our own Darcy Pariso, animal communicator, medium, and Reiki master, has got some classes coming up. And now she's at the Intraspace Intuitive Fair on the first Saturdays every other month. The next one will be Saturday, November 5th. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Intraspace is the place right behind Tully's on I-5 on Airport Way South, just behind Tully's. And let's see, I believe that she's got, her communication classes at Intraspace, the 102 for continuing communication for medical intuition, end-of-life grief, and animals and spirit will be on November 12th at the Daylight Healing Center in Edmonds. She's got the 101 class on October 22nd. So keep those in mind. All righty, and you can catch your 12th man's best friend at Homeward Pet Adoption Center throughout October. Adopters coming in sporting their blue and green will receive a 12% discount off the adoption rate. And we've got upcoming events for Vicki Draper, and she will be doing, this is a free class, by the way, this Thursday, October 20th, Calming Anxiety with Your Animals for Halloween. And guess where she'll be? At the Boo Boo Barkery and Boutique in Kirkland from 5:30 to 6:30 on Thursday, October 20th, and it's free. And then on Wednesday, October 22nd, or 26th, Wednesday, October 26th, another free class, Reducing Pain Naturally for You and Your Animals. She'll be at Whole Pet Shop in Woodinville, 6:30 to 7:30. That's also free. Remember, the 19th annual Black Cat Ball is coming up on October 29th. This is to benefit Perfect Pals. This is one of my, I've always been over the years, one of my favorite fundraising events. It's at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue. Over 500 items in the silent and live auctions. And boy, they know how to do it right, because they do a free champagne reception, a gourmet three-course vegetarian or vegan dinner, including wine. So, you know, they know how to get you lubed, so you spend lots of money on the auctions. So always everyone has a good time at the Black Cat Ball. And to check it out, www.perfectpals.com. That's P-U-R-R, perfectpals.org. All righty. Okay, we got upcoming stuff at Meow. And, well, if you missed it today, it was 9 to 10 this morning, the annual cat running 5K at Marymore Park. I wonder how big a turnout they had in, you know, with the rain and stuff. But that's over with for today. Let's see. Thursday, October 27th, 3 to 9 p.m., Pints for Pets at Ruben's Brews on 14th Avenue Northwest in Ballard. And they'll have a howling and meowing good time. And all proceeds benefit Meow. Let's see if we got something else going on for Meow. Yep, but mark your calendars. Saturday, December 3rd, noon to 5 p.m. is the annual Meow Holiday Bazaar and bake sale. It happens at the North Lake Unitarian Universalist Church on 4th Avenue South in Kirkland. It's a very fun and popular event. Oodles of wonderful crafts and decorations and lots of wonderful mouth-watering baked goods. All proceeds benefit Meow. And if you're interested in baking or creating goods, contact Meow now at 425-822-6369. That's 425-822-6369. Okay. Oh, the other thing is going on. Seattle Animal Shelter is offering license amnesty to you folks in Seattle that have failed to license your animal friends. Through October 31st, you can do it without late fees or penalties. You can renew or do new licenses at Seattle Animal Shelter. You know, they're down on Elliott Avenue. You are required to license your animals in Seattle. Let's see. Neutered or spayed cats are $22, unneutered, unspayed $33, neutered dogs $30, unneutered $51. You got to license goats now. How about that? So city goats, $20. You got to license your goats. Oh my goodness, you got to license the pigs too. Well, 100 pigs. Oh my. Wow, I wonder how pigs $120 for the first year. And $30 each subsequent year. Wonder why the pig license is so high. Are they punishing pig owners or something? Well, I don't know. Seems to me that, well, anyway, you got a pig, you got to pay more for him. Anyway, you can avoid being busted if you license before the end of October. Like I said, penalties and late fees are waived. It's licensing amnesty time going on at Seattle Animal Shelter. So there you go. That wraps up current events. And gosh, you know what? It gives us about enough time to take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour, and then a few minutes to chat with Jude and Paul. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Missing Link supplements were created. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you open it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there's a Missing Link formula for pretty much everybody in an animal suit. Three formulas for dogs, a formula for cats, the vegetarian formula, the wellness blend that you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, the like. There is a bird formula. There's a poultry formula for those chicken city chickens. And hey, I didn't see any license fees for city chickens when I was doing current events. So anyway, and there is a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go straight to the company. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed Tara Janelle Walsh to tell us about the extraordinary rewards that come from soul courage.
On Saturday, Sam Maranto brings the latest information on UFOs and the chances of government disclosure in our lifetime.
In hour number two, Manson Mitchell present a special limited series called Chime In about people making a difference.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're almost out of time here on this last hour of Animal World for this week's edition, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and just reminding you that our own animal communicator, medium and Reiki master Darcy Pariso will be back in the studio with us the second Sunday of November. And so mark your calendars for that if you want free readings for your animal friends and or to talk to your human or animal loved ones on the other side. The first Sunday of November is going to be a shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we will have Aline Fortgang from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants on the show with us. She's going to take the feature slot at 10 o'clock, I believe, and be able to fill us in on everything that she knows about what's going on with Bamboo and the other elephants back at the Oklahoma City Zoo. But Bamboo is not doing well. Can use your prayers and healing energy. Dr. Nels worked on her this week, and I believe the latest and the article is on the Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page. I posted it this week, so you might want to check it out. But she's kind of in isolation because of the relationship problems with the elephants, which is kind of like, duh, we tried to tell him, but trying to get this girl off to the Tennessee sanctuary, you know, before she succumbs to this, you know, the unhappiness that she's in, like Chai. So anyway, check that out and be with us the first Sunday of November. Next week is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday. And, of course, anything you want to talk about sort of related to animals, anything that's on your mind, you want to chat about it on the air, I'll be here next week. So I'm counting on you guys to keep me busy. Or otherwise, you'll just have to hear me tell stories and stuff or talk to Mike or Prescott. That's what I'll do. I'll interview Prescott.
There you go.
Hey, all right. So you better be here next week, Prescott, because I may be interviewing you. Anyway, so before we run out of time, it's been an harmonic energy shifting Sunday on Animal World. Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon are here in the studio, and their practice is local in the Seattle area, in the Greenwood area of Seattle. It's real easy to get to, Whispering Dragon Center, and you've got some special deals going on.
Yeah, if you're interested in coming in, you haven't been in before, new clients, $20 off their initial visit, and $20 off remotes, all remotes. And remember, if you have been in and you're referring somebody in, to remind them to say that you sent them so that we can also give you $10 off on your next session.
All right, so let's talk we've got a few minutes here to find out what are reasons why people come in to see you.
Well, it can vary widely. We see people for very physical kinds of things. People come in for structural problems or digestive problems or headaches or sleep problems. We also work with people who are doing transformative work, doing things to shift their energy and their spiritual selves. So we think of our work as being really transformative, and that the fact is that most of the physical manifestations that people experience are ways of their body telling them they're kind of not aligned with themselves. Okay. And so physical stuff are manifestations of other stuff, but we play with it in whatever way it shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and then kind of take it from there.
All right, and now I know you are both acupuncturists,
yes,
but you don't use the needles a lot, correct?
Not a lot. We do some, but the tuning forks are stimulate the acupuncture points very with vibration, very effectively and very deeply, and so we've come to use tuning forks much more,
mm-hmm,
over the years.
Now, but I've also heard you say that if people have health insurance that covers acupuncture, you can do needles as well,
oh,
as forks, yeah, and everything to qualify for insurance coverage.
I mean, most everything we do is, you know, if I do chiropractic, there's sound involved in that, and if we do acupuncture, there's sound involved in that.
No, I learned so much because when I finally opened up to doing chiropractic, I had a, you know, regular, what I call, you know, cracking chiropractor for, you know, I don't know, 20, 25 years or so, and enjoyed that very much. But I've learned so much more, and my body is stabilized better since Jude, have been my chiropractor, because you don't do that cracking kind of manipulation. So what's different about the chiropractic that you do?
Well, the base of what I do is something called sacro-occipital technique, which is based on sort of looking at the whole body balance and bringing it into balance with, we use little wedges sometimes to help the body to come into balance. We use a pressure and breathing. Sometimes I use an activator.
Yeah.
But the idea is that, you know, that you can sort of, but bodies want to align themselves. And so, if you sort of create the appropriate conditions, it's pretty easy for that to happen.
Oh, and I was going to say, I had kept forgetting to mention to Jude when I went in that it's always been my right shoulder that was the problem. But I had it's been a few months, I'd been having weakness and pain in my left shoulder. And I noticed it most like when Dr. Nails would muscle test me and stuff. But I always forgot to tell Jude until this Friday. I told you. And you said, you did a primitive move on me, you said, because you punched me. But you know what? It's gone. When I was at yoga, the yoga thing, and I can feel it. It's still coming back into balance. But the pain and the pain I was feeling, it really shifted it. So you do wonderful work.
It was a very
thank
light
you.
Punch.
Well, yeah. She didn't
punch
me hard.
Let people know that I wasn't smacking
you
around.
Yeah, she didn't smack me around. It was very light, but it was really wonderful. So whether people come in for acupuncture or chiropractic or harmonic sounding, they can give you guys a call and talk to you about how it works, right?
Yeah. Right. We also do something called matrix energetics, which is a kind of an energy balancing work too.
All righty. So if you'd like to check them out at Whispering Dragon, whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give them a call at 206-706-2836. All right. Stay tuned today for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis and Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, and anything you want to talk about next week with me. And gosh, thank you, Mike. Prescott, woohoo! Yeah, if I run out of things to do, I'm interviewing Prescott next week. And Jude and Paul, thank you as always for coming in. It's been wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love coming.
You'll be back in 2 months.
We will.
All righty. So I guess it's time to get out of here. So as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.